God.
Hallelujah.
Well, give the Lord a good praise. Hallelujah. Oh, he's worthy. With your mouth, you've cursed men. With your mouth, you can praise God. The enemy wants to silence your voice. But I'm telling you, God reached further down than I could reach up. And I want to give him a little bit of praise. Would you give him honor? Hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Amen. Well, the Lord bless you. You can be seated. Thank you so much. I have given honor to the bishop, pastor. What a kindred spirit. Amen. And we sat together and fellowshipped at camp back in the month of June, and he was so kind to take his recorder and fellowship and take a few things from the past. But I'm going to sing a little song here in a few moments. But I want to talk to you just for a little while. I am a miracle to even be here. July the 10th of 24, they did a triple bypass on me. I had 290 blockages on either side of my heart. Had a 50, a 60. And after they did surgery on me, the ladies who were there with a team of surgeons, they sewed me back up. And most of them was ready to go home at the 3 o'clock period. But there was a new lady came on, a new nurse. My wife had already looked down at the foot of the bed and those tubes that they had into my stomach. There was more redness than should have been. And they kept looking, and my wife kept asking questions. What seems to be the problem? And they kind of brushed it off as nothing. But when the new nurse came on, she looked and said, "He's losing too much blood." They carried me back to the operating room for the second time. On July the 10th, they opened me back up, put the breathing tube down my throat and possibly damaged my voice box. But I'm happy to tell you some 13 or 14 months later, God has given me strength. I'm getting my voice back. Amen. I used to like to run and jump and have about an hour or so of a good time together. But I want to tell you, God's been good to me. And here I am a little over a year later, recovering. Amen. And I'm telling you, the Lord is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And I wonder tonight, does anybody feel that wonder-working power? Woo! That glorious touch of God that'll make a difference in anybody's life. Praise God. If you'll give me the key of C, I think it is. Maybe there are those in this room that had your share of problems. Many people, they're a little bit embarrassed when you talk about difficult, broken homes. I heard a survey from Pew Research this week. And according to Pew Research, they say that 97% of America is Christian. But we have murder in our streets. We have babies that are aborted. Children that are abused. But I want to tell you, there's still a God looking down. And he's able to save the vilest sinner. Deliver the drug addict. He can change a man's life. If you'll only but realize my help comes from the Lord. You have Noah when he built the ark. You have Lot and his children depart from those cities that were doomed to burn with fire. You have Moses when he crossed the sea. You set the Hebrew children free. And I'm persuaded to believe he can help me. Don't let me falter. Dear Lord, the hour's too dark. Don't let the cares of this life tear my hopes all apart. She died on Calvary to set my poor and troubled mind free. I'm calling on Jesus. I'm calling Jesus. He can help me. Don't let me falter. Dear Lord, the hour's too dark. And don't let the cares of this life tear my hopes all apart. 'Cause you died on Calvary to set my poor and troubled mind free. I'm calling on Jesus. I know Jesus, he can help me. He helped the leper that came that day. You helped the blind man that fell by the way. You helped the woman at the well to go free. You raised Lazarus from the dead. You multiplied the fish and the bread. And I know, Lord, that your word said you can help me. Don't let me falter. Dear Lord, the hour's too dark. And don't let the cares of this life tear my hopes all apart. You died on Calvary to set my poor and troubled mind free. I'm calling on Jesus. I know Jesus, he can help me. Oh, would you give him some praise? Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. While you stand, I want to say not only to the good shepherd and his wife, to all of you singers, musicians, to all of you faithful saints of God, may the Lord richly bless you Amen. You're a brave people that still has two services on Sunday. I simply call one church a day the lazy man's way. Because it felt good in that recliner right there in that nursery a moment ago. Amen. And if the door was cracked open and these young people in there schooling or studying or searching or whatever, they more than likely heard this tired preacher snore a little bit. Amen. And while you're turning to the book of 2 Kings for just a little while, let me tell you what I did while I was young. I'm not this way anymore. I can't jump or run off of the platform. But I was in my late 20s, and we had two rows of pews where I was pastoring then, and had a man that sat on the right section, right against the aisle. And this was mean of me. I'm going to tell you before I tell you the story. I made the statement to all of them, I don't care if you sleep while I preach, just don't snore. But that Sunday morning, I guess I was a little bit lengthy. I was a little bit cranked up. And he not only went to sleep, his head went to lean in a, be over this way from that section. And he leaned out in the aisle and he began to snore. And I felt a mean streak just as sure as the world. And I jumped over the altar rail. They didn't have steps like this, had an altar rail about 20 inches high. And I just dove over that altar rail and hit about midways. And I ran right down to where he was sitting and put both hands over my mouth. Fire! He jumped up and hollered, where? I said, where are you going if you don't wake up? Hey, man, I promise not to do that tonight. I've gained about 45 years or so of a little bit of wisdom. But let me just give you my heart for the next few minutes. I do my very best to try to be very cautious. And when you've had a vocal that's been stripped and you have spit up lots of phlegm and etc., I'm just glad to be having a voice on a Sunday night. And I want to say to you faithful saints of God, I see silver hair here that's got to be older than me. I made the mistake of telling you, how many have we got that's older than I am? Would you be brave enough to slip up your hand? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, would y'all give them a good hand clap? Woo! Hallelujah. 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 Amen. From the book of 2 Kings, chapter 4. Verse 8, I will give you time to turn. And it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman. That's basically what we know about her. She constrained him to eat bread, and so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, behold, now I perceive that this is a holy man of God, which passes by us continually. Let us make him a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him a bed, a table, a stool, and a candlestick. And it shall be when he cometh to us, then he shall turn in thither. And everybody say amen. Amen. May the Lord bless you. You can be seated. I've told of many things that happened concerning my father, uncles, mine outer Clark, praying for food on our table. But I wonder how many of us are really thankful that we're living in beautiful America. Such delicious food at the restaurant today. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor's wife, for your kindness. I bragged on that sauce, whatever you call it. And she was so kind to whisper in somebody's ear. And I'm carrying back to Louisiana a cup of salsa. In fact, if I'm not real careful, I may pop the top and just drink it. That's what you do when you enjoy food. And I believe that if you can enjoy food that well, that you can enjoy the good blessings of God just as well. And when you find yourself feasting at the table of the Lord, there is no manners. We eat with our fingers. Amen. We drink till the glass is empty. And we ask for a second helping. But I want to tell all of you tonight, young people, middle-aged, older people, and then for us senior citizens, that the God that we serve is not just a God of my father and his brothers and sisters to give them the experience of the Holy Ghost. But I want to tell you that same God has given me some green pastures to lay in. In fact, if I didn't watch myself, I would get hung up on Psalms 23, verse 1. The Lord. Yeah. Not them lords. Not the blessed Holy Trinity. But the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And one translation simply put it, I shall not be cast down. Let me just tell the enemy that stopped up veins in my body. Amen. When I fall, I'm going to get up again. If I'm not falling, I'm getting up. Because the Lord is my shepherd. And he's given me some green pastures to lay in this age that we live. The working of the hand of God is not over. Azusa Street was not the last revival. But I'm telling you, I believe today is the day when God can pour out his glorious power, can pour out victory, can save the vilest. Woo! Hallelujah. I couldn't help but think, and I'll give you just a brief history. Some 30 plus years ago, when I went to where I am, this brother preached for us in 88. The choir director and her husband were in the church. I didn't know them. Just went there, and just a few weeks after pastoring, taking the pastorate and getting off of the field, the Spirit of the Lord began to move. And I'm telling you, when God begins to move, He knows what He's talking about. Amen. And I felt led of God to call that couple up. He was my bass player. She was my choir director. And very, very strange, Elder, the Lord spoke to me the word manage. And I thought, Lord, I'm new here. I'm no longer the traveling evangelist that can prophesy and leave. Like one elder told me in Pascagoula years ago, he said, young man, when you come to Pascagoula and you stir the devil up, I want you to whip him before you leave, because I got to live here when you're gone. I come to Nacogdoches, Texas, amen, to tell the devil he's a liar, he's a deceiver, amen, but I come to tell you God is good, He's high, He's holy, He's pure, He's clean, and He's still a life changer. I thought, Lord, what are you trying to tell me? And about that time, I saw a tear trickle down her face. I said, you're having severe money problems. Has anybody in the building ever had a money problem? Sure we have. There's usually too much month left at the end of the money. And everybody thinks preachers has got lots of money. Well, let me just tell you, I was raised a preacher's son. My dad died with less than $1,000 living in a Jim Walter home. But I'm telling you, with a stroke in his body and had to slump over unless you propped him up for 3 long months. He couldn't say but 3 words in English. Thank God. Amen. I'd say, Dad, are you thirsty? And he'd point toward heaven and say, thank God. Amen. Dad, are you hungry? Thank God. Amen. I'm telling folks in Nacogdoches, Texas, don't bury the promise that God gave you, because our God's still in the miracle business. My God's still in the saving business. In fact, I just feel led of the Holy Ghost to tell you, clean up a little bit around your chair. Company's coming. I feel the breeze of the Holy Abahaya. I feel the breeze of the Holy Ghost. I've come to tell you, don't bury your promise. Woo!
Hallelujah!
I was standing there looking at this beautiful couple. They were praying for God to give them children. I would ask for anybody that doesn't have children that you'd like to have some. The Lord has been good to me through the years. I've saw the miraculous hand of God. While I was praying for them, I said, pay off one credit card at a time. I said, and while you're at it, paint that room blue, because God's fixing to bless you. He's fixing to give you a baby the doctor said you couldn't have. And I'm happy to tell you that 31 years ago, the good God of heaven didn't give them just one, but 13 months later, God gave them a second one. I'm telling you, God's in the church growing business. God's in the family business. I don't care how hard the devil's fought you. I'm telling you, don't bury your miracle. He's still a miracle working God in this last hour. Woo! 3 years later, my beautiful daughter, my oldest child, they wept, they cried. They said, we want a baby so bad. Amen. And we saw folks that you'd wonder why God would smile upon them and give them children when they didn't love them. But my daughter was crying and weeping and just so broken. She said, Dad, if God give Lee and Wendy two boys, I believe God can give me a child. And finally, her husband stood up and said, I want him before the year runs out so I can claim him on income tax. Can I tell you, 30 minutes before midnight, God blessed Brother Holland with a first grandson. Three boys in one little old country church. And here I am in Nacogdoches tonight looking at some fine young men, some good families. I can't help but believe the fertility hand of God is moving in the spirit. You got any kids you want to be saved? Have you got any family you want to come to church? I'm telling you, if you'll stand to your feet, lift up your hands toward heaven, the good God of heaven will give you a miracle. Woo! Shama-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ha-ya. Glory to God. Woo! The theme has been persevere. You may be seated. Amen. For the elder that was at camp this year. Amen. The lady who was the head cook is our church secretary. One more time, the doctor said, you're like your mother. She's an only child. Said, you're just like your mother. Due to creation, having a hand that was against you ever having children. Said, the womb is tilted and you will never have children. But I'm telling you, God looked down at that little country church where there'd already been three miracle boys born. And God touched Vicki Newsom. And tonight he's playing the organ. 20 years of age. I'm telling you, miracle number three. Have I got to tell you anymore? God's not out of business. He's not going out of business. He's not changing his vocation. But I'm telling you, he's still in the miracle business. Glory to God. 15 months later, here come the second boy to the Newsom family. In that little country church of about 60 people, God's given us five strong, healthy young men. And I read to you a story about a great woman. The Bible just called her the Shunammite woman. Amen. She simply loved the man of God enough. She said that when he comes by, we're going to let him eat at our table. Is there anybody that would say, Pastor, while you're gone to Quebec, don't worry about me. But I want you to be, amen, you and your bride to have a good time. And don't be worried about me. Don't be afraid I'm going to backslide because I got my mind made up. I'm ready to see a move of God. And it may happen before you get back from Quebec. I'm telling you, the miraculous hand of God, if he can give five boys to a little country church in Louisiana, he can fill every seat in this building. He can heal every cancer. He can open every blinded eye. I come to tell you, don't bury your miracle. Woo! Amen. It sounds a little far-fetched. But if you read the entire story, you find that this little Shunammite woman, amen, she was up in years. Her husband was up in years. Amen, but the servant of Elisha, he thought, you know, this woman's been good to us. I got to do something to return the favor. Hallelujah. I told the pastor when I stepped into the nursery a while ago, I said, y'all been so good to me. You may have to get a ball bat and run me off. You know why? Because I kind of like what I'm feeling. Amen. These old knees, it's been wore out from carpenter work, are feeling better. Amen. My balance is feeling better. I've been blessed to get here on a Friday night and hear about persevering. I'm telling you, it's put grit in my crawl. It's put something inside of me that says if God can give a woman in the book of 2 Kings, if he can give her a miracle child, she thought it was so far out. She said, don't lie to me, man of God. Don't pull my leg. Oh, but he said about this time of the year, when the time is right, he said, God is going to do for you. Amen. Just exactly like I said. Now, I want you to notice out of this story, you've heard it preached from many times. Amen. I'm sure there's nothing in the world. Amen. I was certainly not spoiled. Mom and Dad had six before me. But it is dangerous for grandparents to raise kids, because we think it's cute, every little mean thing they do. Amen. I've got a great grandbaby that's 3 years old, 2.5, 3 years old. And she already knows every direction you're going. No, Papa, turn left here. You go to the Chinese restaurant, she says, no. I want to go to Don Nacho's. It's on the south end of town. Amen. But I'm telling you, there's something about childhood. I can't help but believe that that man and woman love this baby. Amen. And the Bible tells us the story. Amen. He went out into the field. Amen. Got sick, had a problem, had a sunstroke. We don't know. But I want to tell you out of this story, the thing that bothers me the most, amen, was the attitude of the father. Amen. He is in bad condition. He is simply no use. Amen. But when mother looked at that child, she said, I gotta go to the man of God. Amen. Give me one of the young men to saddle up that half of a horse. Amen. I kind of wish the elder was here. He loves mules. I hate them. I got bit by one when I was 11 years old. But I'm telling you, when you read this little story in the book of Kings, she said, I want you to send me one of the young servants. And she said to him, said, I want him to ride like that mule it's never rode. You know why? Because we're going to the man of God. I want to come to Nacogdoches, Texas, to tell you, you got to have a preacher in your life. You got to have a man of God in your life. Because the scripture declares, amen, faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. How can you hear without a preacher? How can he preach unless he be sent? I got a feeling he wasn't looking for a place, but God sent him here, and I believe God wants to bless beyond measure. Don't bury your promise, sister. The good Lord's done got a word for you. If he made a promise, he'll keep it. Just like he said, she ran, they rode. Amen. Finally, Elisha looked down the hill and he saw the dust. And he said, Gehazi, that looks like the Shunammite woman. That looks like that woman that built a little chamber. Built a little place where we could go in and rest. Amen. And when she came to the man of God, she fell at his feet. Never paid attention to Gehazi, the servant of Elisha. But she ran right to the man of God, fell down at his feet, and he said, is all well? And with a son, with a possible sunstroke, she said, all is well. Here we are, 2025, 100 plus years past Azusa Street. But I'm telling you, there's a hunger in hearts, and the good God of heaven may reach across the prejudice line. He may reach across that part of town where you may not like it. But I'm telling you, in spite of what we want, the good God of heaven is looking down. I believe he's got you in his binoculars and saying, it's my pleasure to bless my own. And if God can give a miracle baby to a woman called a Shunammite, a great woman, now, here I am looking at the mother of the pastor, some faithful saints of God that look like the epitome of holiness. Amen. I'm telling you, God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think. Amen. The enemy of our soul, he wants us to push it off. He wants us to believe they're too far gone. I read a sign on a church just a few days ago. You're never too lost for God to save. I don't care if this is your first night. I don't care if you're a backslider, cold and indifferent with God. I come by to tell you, if God would reach down and get an old holiness preacher's son, amen, so close to my daddy, I didn't realize what a prophet of God he was. But here I am, amen, 74 years of age, and I see the wind of God beginning to blow. I see that cloud about the size of a man's hand. And I come to tell somebody, don't bury your miracle. I don't care what the attitude of the old man is. I don't care what the attitude of a backslid church in America is. I still believe God's able to let this be a Philadelphia church overlapping a Laodicean world. We've still got a God on the throne. We've still got a spirit moving. And he wants to fill in this last hour. Could we stand together right now? Amen. It's time for somebody to step out of that aisle and say, God gave me a promise. Ha-ma-ma-ha-ya. The young lady who had two children, whose son is playing the organ, the other son plays the drums, the guitar. But at 82 years old, I believe, her dad had fought her mother, told his daughter, you look like whatever with that old holy roller look. But when she turned 17 years of age, she said, Dad, my ways of the world is over. And I'm happy to tell you that when I went there in 1988, I saw a young lady sitting with hair that her daddy, a sinner, says, you got to fix it and do it a certain way because I'm the one pays your new vehicle note. But she looked at her dad. She said, I'm telling you that God's going to bless me. I've received the Holy Ghost. I'm going to look like I've got the Holy Ghost. Amen. Yeah. And I'm telling you, she's the mother of those two miracle sons born last in our church. 20 years of age and 18 and a half. But brother, he hasn't received the Holy Ghost. But her old daddy made his way down the aisle just a few months ago. Feeble and on a walking stick, tears streaming down his face, said, I feel the hand of God moving. Hallelujah. I want you to know tonight, God sent me here. And I told the precious pastor's wife, I said, the Lord said, don't bury your miracle. If he promised it, he will bring it to pass. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Would you march forward as she plays softly? Brother, I feel led of God to pray for you, your precious wife. I feel a kebabasha baba hosha. Hallelujah. If God can give a miracle to a Shunammite woman, if God can give two boys to Vicky and Warren Newsom, I'm telling you, God can smile on this assembly. Oh, hallelujah. I feel that miracle spirit. Glory to our great God. Lift up that hand that you hold, brother. Woo! In the name of Jesus. Yay! Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, elder. I feel that miracle hand of God. Yeah, my hashataya bahaya. Mark it down on the calendar. Don't bury your miracle. Don't believe what the old man says. Woo! Shama mama. Glory to God. Yay. I believe it, Jesus. I believe it, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 The name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the Lord said, don't bury your miracle. The enemy has fought you. You've wept the night through. But I'm telling you, the miraculous hand of God is settling over this church. Ha ba ba ha sha. I'm telling you, it's not impossible with God, but He's well able. Claim it in the name of Jesus. Bless you, Sister Play.
Even when I don't see it,
yes,
you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working.
Yes.
You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working.
Believe the Lord for souls to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I need somebody to come pray over this altar. This altar. Pray, God. Lord, let it be that souls receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Give us babies in our church.
That is who you are.
Give us babies, Jesus.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is
impossible for God.
Is there anything too hard for the Lord? No, no, no. Is there anything too hard?
Thank you.
Israel tonight. This young man Israel, that God would fill him with the Holy Ghost.